Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Complete Idiot's Guide to Alchemy by Chris Dyer presents alchemy as more than a fanciful hunt for gold, framing it as a historical, spiritual, and proto-scientific tradition that shaped how people understood matter, transformation, and the self. Written in an accessible, step-by-step style associated with the series, the book guides readers through the origins of alchemy in the ancient world and its development across Egyptian, Greek, Islamic, and European contexts. It also explores the symbolic language of alchemists, the roles of metals and planets, and the famous goal of the philosophers, stone as both a literal and metaphorical ideal. Along the way, Dyer connects classic themes to modern interests, including psychology, personal growth, and contemporary esoteric practice. The result is an introductory map for curious readers who want a grounded overview of alchemy's ideas, imagery, and cultural influence without needing a specialist background in history, chemistry, or occult studies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, alchemy as a tradition of transformation. A central theme in introductory alchemy is the idea that transformation operates on two levels at once: changes in substances and changes in the practitioner. This book positions alchemy as an ancient craft that blended hands-on experimentation, philosophical reflection, and spiritual aspiration. Rather than treating it as mere superstition, it helps readers see why alchemy mattered in its own time and why it still attracts modern seekers. The practical side involves heating, dissolving, purifying, and recombining materials, processes that resemble early chemistry even when the goals were framed differently. The inner side uses the same language of purification and refinement to describe a person's effort to become wiser, more balanced, and more whole. By describing alchemy as a complete worldview, the book invites readers to interpret famous aims like transmuting base metals into noble ones as symbols for self-improvement as well as historical pursuits. This dual lens is useful because it explains why alchemical texts can be both technical and poetic. It also sets up the reader to understand later topics such as symbolic diagrams, the philosopher's stone, and the stages of the work as a structured path rather than random mysticism. Secondly, history and lineage from antiquity to Europe, the book emphasizes that alchemy did not arise in a single place, but developed through a long exchange of ideas across cultures. Readers are typically introduced to how ancient Egyptian and Hellenistic influences helped shape early theories of matter and sacred craft, and how Greek philosophical concepts blended with practical metallurgy and dye work. A key part of the lineage is the flourishing of alchemical study in the medieval Islamic world, where scholars preserved, expanded, and systematized earlier knowledge while developing laboratory methods and classifications of substances. From there, alchemical ideas moved into medieval and Renaissance Europe, where they intersected with Christian symbolism, courtly patronage, medicine, and early natural philosophy. By tracing this path, the guide clarifies why alchemy has so many names, symbols, and regional variations. It also helps readers separate popular myths from plausible historical realities. Alchemists were not only secretive magicians, but also physicians, artisans, and thinkers working at the edge of what their era could test. Understanding this timeline makes later debates more intelligible, including how alchemy contributed to the emergence of chemistry while continuing to survive in esoteric and spiritual forms. Thirdly, symbols, correspondences, and the alchemical language. Alchemy is famous for coded writing and dense imagery, and the guide explains why symbolism became central to the tradition. Alchemical texts often aimed to protect specialized knowledge, discourage careless imitation, and communicate ideas that were partly philosophical or spiritual rather than purely technical. Readers are introduced to the practical role of symbols for metals, salts, and processes, alongside the broader web of correspondences linking planets, metals, colors, and human traits. This symbolic network gave practitioners a way to read the world as interconnected, where physical operations in the vessel mirrored patterns in nature and the psyche. The book's approach typically helps newcomers learn how to interpret common motifs such as the union of opposites, the crowned king and queen, the serpent, or the hermaphroditic figure without requiring them to accept everything literally. It also addresses the challenge that the same symbol can mean different things across authors and periods, which is why context matters. By making the language more readable, the guide equips readers to engage with alchemical art and writings as meaning-rich documents, part lab notebook, part spiritual allegory, and part philosophical puzzle. Fourthly, core goals, transmutation, elixir, and the philosophers. Stone. Few topics define alchemy more than the pursuit of transmutation and the legendary philosopher Stone. The book frames these goals in a balanced way, acknowledging the historical fascination with turning base metals into gold, while also exploring the symbolic meanings that later interpreters, including psychologists and esoteric writers, have emphasized. Transmutation can be read as a claim about nature's malleability, a hope that hidden principles could be mastered through skill and patience. The Elixir of Life, another classic aim, expresses the desire for healing, longevity, and the correction of imbalance, which connects alchemy to medicine and early pharmacology. The Philosopher's Stone functions as a culminating ideal, a perfected substance, a perfected method, or a perfected state of understanding, depending on the tradition. By presenting these aims as part of a coherent worldview, the guide helps readers avoid two common traps, dismissing everything as fraud or treating every story as literal fact. Instead, readers can appreciate how ambitious these goals were within pre-modern science and how powerfully they still resonate as metaphors for refinement, integration, and mastery of difficult inner and outer conditions. Lastly, Alchemy for Modern Readers, Psychology, Practice, and Ethics, a major value of a contemporary beginner guide, is translating alchemy into forms a modern reader can use without pretending to replicate medieval laboratories. The book connects alchemical themes to personal development by treating transformation as a disciplined process with stages, setbacks, and integration. Readers can relate the alchemical focus on purification and balance to modern habits like reflective journaling, mindfulness, or structured goal work, while viewing symbolic imagery as a tool for insight rather than a riddle to solve once. The guide also typically encourages practical curiosity with appropriate caution. Historical alchemy involved substances that can be hazardous, and modern readers benefit from ethical and safety-minded boundaries. Another modern bridge is the way alchemy influenced art, literature, and depth psychology, where alchemical stages have been used as metaphors for psychological change and individuation. By presenting alchemy as a living set of ideas rather than a museum piece, the book gives readers permission to explore thoughtfully, learning the history, appreciating the symbolism, and applying the core message of intentional transformation to daily life. This approach makes the tradition approachable without forcing belief, while still honoring its mystery. In conclusion, this book is best suited for curious beginners who want a clear entry point into alchemy without needing academic training or prior occult study. Readers interested in Western esotericism, mythic symbolism, early science, or the roots of chemistry will find it especially useful, as will people drawn to personal growth frameworks that emphasize gradual refinement and integration. The practical benefit is not that it promises magical shortcuts, but that it offers a structured way to think about transformation, how change has stages, how opposites can be reconciled, and why patience and method matter. Those ideas can support real-life efforts such as learning a craft, recovering from setbacks, or building a more reflective inner life. Compared with denser scholarly histories or highly technical occult manuals, this guide is worth buying because it lowers the barrier to entry while still covering the major pillars, history, symbols, correspondences, and the classic goals like the Elixir and Philosopher's Stone. It also helps readers avoid extremes by balancing cultural context with modern relevance. For anyone wanting an accessible, wide-angle overview that points toward deeper study, it offers strong value. If you would like to support Chris Dyer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.